Good evening. This is WDIY, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Business Beat. The Lehigh Valley is booming, and that's why Business Beat brings you a program keeping tabs on the who, what, when, where, why, and how our area is growing and innovating. I am Sally Hanlon, your host of a program that brings business leaders of our community together for conversations about Lehigh Valley business and moving forward in the developments of business. So tonight we have a great program that I'm sure all of you business owners are going to be very interested in. The official title is How to Harness Artificial Intelligence, AI, for Your Business. And I know as a small business myself, it is exhausting trying to keep up with technology advances, let alone feeling comfortable using this technology due to all the contradictory information and the spams and the hacks that are being done and the time to experiment. The Executive Forum of the Lehigh Valley understands this issue, and their November signature event has been designed to address this issue. So we have with us this evening Rachel Bednar, who is the incoming events chair for the Executive Forum of the Lehigh Valley. But in addition to that, she's also vice president of Jack's Glass, a very busy lady. So Rachel, thank you for taking the time to visit with us and share this event with our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me, Sally. Appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to sharing our information with you guys regarding our event November.
It is so important. AI is really taking over. So we'll get into a little bit about that as soon as we learn a little bit more about you. Now, I gave a brief introduction about, you know, Vice President of Jack's Glass and your involvement with the Executive Forum, but you have many more things that you're involved with, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Can you share with our listeners some of the things that you're involved with, and then we'll get into talking about what the Executive Forum is so they are aware of that as well?
Sure. I'd love to go into that with you. So my name is Rachel Bednar, as Sally had said. I'm Vice President and co-owner of Jack's Glass, Lehigh Valley. My husband, Mike Bednar, and I run the business together. It's truly a family operation that has been serving the community for more than 45 years. We took over from my aunt and uncle, Donna and John Braden, who built such a strong reputation for quality work and personal service. Today, with the help of our incredible team, we continue that legacy by providing residential glass, auto glass, custom shower enclosures, and small commercial glass projects throughout the valley. Recently, this past January, we did become the new owners of Adams Glass and Aluminum. We wanted to expand in the commercial space, and we saw an opportunity and jumped on it, so we also added that to our portfolio.
Wow.
So when I say we've been really busy in the past 3 years, we have been extremely busy. We absolutely fell in love with the glass industry, as my aunt and uncle said that we would, and we're kind of obsessed with it. It's become our livelihood.
Well, I'll tell you, I knew your aunt and uncle very well, especially your aunt. I was in a lot of masterminds groups with her over the years, and she was an amazing advocate for the glass industry. So you had big shoes to fill when you bought that, but it sounds like you were just in step.
Yes, and you know, she has always been somebody I looked up to growing up. So my husband and I have been very fortunate to take on this opportunity to, you know, continue taking on their legacy, especially in the Lehigh Valley. I mean, it's growing, it's booming, and, you know, we're just honored to be able to do that now also with Adams Glass and Aluminum.
Well, and as I said, I'm glad you carved out a little time today so we can talk about this amazing signature event that now you're sort of chairing, or, you know, co-chairing with Bruce Ames. So tell us a little bit about the Executive Forum of Lehigh Valley. Who are they? What do they do? How often do they meet?
All right. Well, the Executive Forum of Lehigh Valley is a membership organization made up of more than 50 business owners, executives, and decision makers, which makes us truly unique that we only allow one representative per business category, meaning there are no competitors in the room. This structure fosters open dialogue, trust, and genuine collaboration. Our mission is to provide ethical, high-quality environment for leaders to learn from one another and strengthen the regional business climate. The forum meets monthly for breakfast programs featuring relevant topics. We typically meet on a Wednesday morning at 7:30, as well as our off-site events and our annual signature event. which brings together business leaders from across the region.
And, you know, I was just telling Rachel before we started the show that years ago I belonged to the executive forum, and I found it to be a very informative group as a business owner to be a part of. And the fact that it's only has one member from an industry, like you don't have multiple accountants or bankers or whatever that you get in some of the other groups, makes it a very productive networking opportunity for the members. So it is a great organization in the Lehigh Valley, and we're going to talk about now the signature event and what they're doing as far as artificial intelligence and helping us understand artificial intelligence. So how did you arrive on this topic? Can you tell us a little bit about it and then later go into who all is going to be presenting?
I sure can. So the topic that we're doing is artificial intelligence. It's reshaping how businesses operate, from marketing and operations to customer engagement. We chose AI as our signature event topic because we want to help business owners cut through the noise and gain practical, real-world insight. Our goal is to empower leaders to understand how AI can support their growth while also protecting their people, data, and intellectual property. This event is designed to make AI accessible, not intimidating, and to help attendees walk away with clear strategies that can apply immediately.
And I know that you have some great presenters that are going to be a part of this. And listeners, if you have looked at doing anything with AI, I have become more familiar with my ChatGPT and using that for a variety of things. And it's just fascinating to me. In fact, I even asked it once, what do you know about me? And I was amazed at the information that came back from chat about me. So, you know, it's out there, and it's best to understand how to use it and use it productively for your business and for all that you do with your customers and even with your employees. So this is going to be a great opportunity to learn a little bit more. And Gary Gower, I think, has been the sort of cheerleader for this particular topic for the Executive Forum's signature event. Am I correct?
That is correct, and he is one of our speakers.
Okay, and Gary owns G&L's Sign Factory, for those that you may not know Gary, but he's been around the Valley for a while. And I know that he has been sort of testing and using things with AI. Who else is a part of this?
So we also have Dr. Brennan Purcell from DeSales University. He's actually written his own book regarding AI, and he also teaches at DeSales. We have Dr. Jeff Bullock from Prism AI Consultants. And then we also have our moderator as Jim McDonald from Service Electric and Cable TV and Communications. And we have Victor Salicetti from America Venn.
Well, that's quite a program. Is this an all-day event or is this just a morning breakfast? How is this going to work?
So the doors will be opening at the sales for this event at 7:30 a.m. and the program will run until 10 a.m.
So it's not a whole day event, but you are going to get an awful lot of information in that short period of time.
Yes. They will each have a certain amount of time to present on certain topics. I believe Jeff is putting together something that's going to be a little bit more live and interactive, so people from the audience can ask questions and see it being done live on the screen to give them a little bit more insight. Gary's going to be speaking on what he's using, what kind of tools he's using in his day-to-day business.
And Jim McDonald from Service Electric, I know Jim's been a part of the Valley for a while. Will he be adding anything to this as far as AI, or is his role just as moderator?
So he will be moderating the panel. Jim brings years of broadcasting business experience and is known for facilitating throughout thoughtful, engaging conversations that connect technology, leadership, and community. I'm sure he's going to have some input. He says absolutely open and comfortable in speaking on anything. So I think he's going to make an amazing moderator for this event.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's very well-rounded as far as that goes. So you have a person that you had have a doctor who wrote a book and teaches about AI. You've got Victor, who with America Venn does so much with technology and support of small business. He's probably leading the edge out there with AI. You've got Gary, who's the Sign Factory, and I know he's been using some of the opportunities AI provides in his business. And Jim, wow, what a lineup you have there. That must have been quite a task putting that all together.
It really has been. I consider it my other full-time job, trying to get trying to organize and make sure that we have enough content. I mean, we could probably make an event an entire day just based on AI. I could probably talk about different tools that we use in our business day to day, all day as well. There's just so much to learn about it. And I think there's going to be a lot to take from this meeting, especially with how interactive Jeff will be making it during his time of speaking.
And if someone is interested in learning more about this, Rachel, where can they get more information? How can they register for this? What's the process?
Okay, so there is a registration form that would be needed, that needs to be filled out. It is on our website for the Executive Forum, lv.org. If you go to the website, you want to go to events. Our signature event date is November 19th, 2025 at DeSales University. You just click on that event, and it will ask you when you're filling out the form if you have a sponsor. If you do not have a sponsor that is within the form organization, you can always use WDIY as a sponsor.
Terrific. That way we'll know who's listening to our program too, won't we, Rachel?
Yes, that will help for tracking.
Absolutely. That's one of the marketing things we've got to make sure that we do. So you just mentioned that, you know, you use AI in your business. Are you able to share a little bit about how you have found it and how effective it's been for you?
Absolutely. So just day to day, you know, just using regular ChatGPT, we've used that. We've used the app Otter AI, which is like a recording for meetings, and that you could take that and make it into training documents or meeting minutes. You could create emails off of that, to-do lists, basically coming off of the meeting. So you're more in the meeting versus taking notes. You know, we're very limited on our time. I always say there could always be more working hours, but AI tools have definitely given us that. I refer to it as my assistant when I get things done really quickly.
Yeah.
I've used it for training. You know, anytime we learn something new, we turn it in immediately into a training document that can be referenced. We use it for helping us create new procedures, handbook stuff, policies, pretty much anything. I've learned so much just in the past. I would say I've been using it for 7 months and learning to use different tools and applications as well.
Well, that's a lot of different areas. Rachel, we're going to take a short break right now. And I want to remind the listeners that you're listening to Business Beat. And our guest, Rachel Bednar, is Vice President and co-owner of Jack's Glass and incoming events chair for the Executive Forum of the Lehigh Valley. And we're talking about this upcoming signature event on November 19th at DeSales University on artificial intelligence and how you can use it in your business comfortably and confidently, because it's a new world for all of us and we all need to understand it a little bit better, especially if you're juggling a lot. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR's Morning Edition. This year, WDIY celebrates its 30th anniversary on the air. Think of how much the world has changed in 30 years. There was barely an internet 30 years ago. Just to give one example, what has not changed at WDIY over the past 30 years is the generous support from listeners that keeps this station on the air. You can join the ranks of public radio supporters in the Lehigh Valley by becoming a member of WDIY today during this membership drive. Please give now at WDIY.org or calling 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. Thanks.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture, from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Brittany, and Galicia, to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar, every Thursday from 7 to 9, here on WDIY.
Welcome back to our Business Beat program this evening. We are talking about the Executive Forum of the Lehigh Valley's upcoming signature event which is focused on understanding AI and your business. And with me tonight is Rachel Bednar, who is Vice President of Jack's Glass and co-owner and incoming events chair for the Executive Forum. And when we're talking about this event, and this upcoming event is November 19th, this signature event is something that the Executive Forum has been known for a while. In fact, why don't you share a little bit, Rachel, about last year's event and what you're hoping to do with this year's event to beat those numbers?
So last year's event we had was Impact of Manufacturing in the Lehigh Valley, which was also hosted at the Sales University. Last year's event, we had about 100 people come to listen to that panel discussion. And this year, with the topic that we chose, with AI being so relevant to so many business owners and decisions, I'm really hoping that we could surpass that number by at least 30 to 40 people.
Terrific. Well, I think you've got a great topic there to get people interested. And I noticed in the paper just this week that there are a number of things about AI and schools that are trying to help students understand how to use AI, how AI can help with medical diagnosis. You know, it's just, it's exploded. And consequently, this timing, I think, for the Executive Forum is perfect. And how's this response been so far? Are you getting some acknowledgement of this topic?
We are. We're getting a ton of acknowledgement for the topic. I know everyone's really excited about it. Even like the panelists and people speaking, a lot of the topics and things that they're talking about, they said, you know, 2 weeks prior will be the most relevant information that we could share.
Okay.
So I'm excited that it's going to be the most relevant to that time, that they're not just speaking, you know, back from when ChatGPT first came a thing.
Well, you know, it's evolving. In fact, I did some research on general information and how often it is duplicated. And one of the stories that I was able to confirm was that back in the turn of the century, information doubled every 100 years. So back in 1900, it doubled every 100 years. In 1942, it was every 25. In 1982, it was like 12 to 15, 16 months. And today, it's like every 12 hours. So
it is insane.
So information is really, you know, we're keeping up with it. And your presenters are correct. You know, there's probably going to be more developing between now and 2 months before, or 2 weeks before the program on November 19th. So, yeah, that's great. Now, let's share, because I don't know how many people really do. We talked a little bit about the Executive Forum, but because it has 50 members, non-competing members, sometimes it gets sort of off to the side and people don't realize that it's not your sort of typical networking group here in the Lehigh Valley. Why don't you share a little bit more about this group? And if someone's interested in maybe exploring whether or not they can become a member, you know, what all is involved?
So there is a little bit involved in becoming a member. You could always be invited by one of our current members as a guest and come to a breakfast just to see how a meeting would go. Typically, we have one of our members presenting, or we do an offsite visit at a location in the Valley. We learn a little bit about those organizations as well. If you see that you have a competitor on the member directory, you could still put an application in, because what they'll do is if that category is to open up, there's a potential that you could have an interview to become a member. They do screen it pretty well. There's a process to becoming a member. It's almost like going through an interview-like process. You know, somebody from the board will reach out to you. You'll have an interview, and then it has to be approved. And then the services that you're offering can't be the same services, or whatever you're promoting can't be the same as somebody else in those group as well. So everybody has their own lane, per se.
Okay, and that makes it very interesting, because you have a lot of people that are a lot of experts and everybody's different.
Yes, we all wear multiple hats, but we usually focus on one thing or, you know, one specific area of our business.
So the signature event is just, it's this once a year event. You don't do this any other time during the year, correct? It's just in the fall that you do the signature event?
That is correct. And the signature event is always, we try to invite as many people as we can to this event to show what we can offer from such a smaller organization. And it is to promote new membership because we do have open categories that could be filled.
And the membership, when you go on the line online and look at it and you list all the members, if there's an open category, does it say that? Or you just have to assume that if your area of expertise is not listed there, that maybe that's an open area?
Yeah, if it's not listed there, you could assume it's an open membership and there should be a place that you can put an application in.
So Lehigh Valley's Executive Forum, or the Executive Forum of the Lehigh Valley, it's been around, I think I was involved in 2004, so it's been around a while that this group has been involved in and basically educating its members to the various organizations in the Valley and the various things that are happening in the Valley. I think we used to get politicians that would come in, we got mayors, we got community leaders that maybe weren't members that came in and spoke. I know that each of the members has an opportunity to be able to present something of their choice at a meeting or sign up to do that. Is that correct?
Yes. So that's kind of what I'm going to be taking over for Bruce. I'm doing all the events coordinating now. So I'm scheduling all the new presenters, the off-site locations of where we're going to be meeting. We are kind of opening it up but we are, like last year, for instance, we did a meeting on a tariff. That was a topic, tariffs,
okay.
Because that was a big thing going on with everybody. And we put together a few of our members to kind of speak on that for our membership.
Okay, so current events related to what impacts businesses are something that you keep your eyes on and bring to the members, correct?
That is correct. So that is something we're going to start doing moving forward. We had a really good turnout. You know, we are working towards that next topic for next year. We don't have it identified just yet because things change so often. But those are things that we take in consideration when we're putting together meetings to make sure that everybody has something to leave with that they can relate to.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this November 19th. Again, it is 7 to 10 a.m. in the morning. So it's always breakfast meetings that you guys do, correct?
Yes. So we are 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
To about 9 o'clock.
Okay, so it's at the beginning of the day, so hopefully nobody gets to the office first and gets caught into things. You can start the day off by coming to an event like this and educating yourself.
Correct, yeah.
All right. Okay, so again, if I want to sign up for this event in November, what do I need to do, Rachel?
So you would need to go to the executiveformlv.org website, and then you go to our meetings and events. You'll see our November 19th meeting, and then there's a registration link that you can click on. Once you fill out the form, you'll see if there's a sponsor tab. If you do not have a sponsor from somebody in the form that is a member, you could use WDIY.
Terrific. So listeners, please keep this in mind. And if you're a small business owner, this could be an extremely valuable session for you. The tools are, I guess you can't even think of the number of things you might be able to use AI for. It's just incredible. And I know as a single person entity, I have had true value using AI, and I probably should learn more. So I'm going to be there at this event when make sure I'm doing it correctly. So, Rachel, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about either the forum or this event so that we make sure we have a really good impression and basically get them to go to that link and register?
Oh, it is a free event.
Okay, so this is a free event, and it is on AI. I don't know where you could find that elsewhere.
There are other organizations that are hosting events for AI, but it's more of a class, like a workshop. They are, you know, you do have to pay for them. This is our signature event that we are hosting for free.
Okay.
All you have to do is register at the link, and you will leave with information from there that will save you time and money.
So this is basically your first, for a business, your first sort of information step into understanding more about AI, and then from that point on, there's maybe some classes or things that you might want to take or explore in greater detail, correct?
Absolutely, and the answer is yes, and we will also have tables set up for our presenters for afterwards, that if you're interested in doing AI consulting classes for afterwards, you could scan their QR code, get their information, get in touch with them. I know personally I have taken classes in continuing my education in those type classes because they are saving me time and money in the business. And time is everything for us right now.
Couldn't agree with you more. So listeners, hopefully you've taken some notes. If not, you can listen to this show again because it will be on our podcast here at WDIY. But I want to thank you, Rachel Bednar. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share this event with our listeners.
Thank you for having me, Sally. I really appreciate it.
Well, terrific. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. And listeners, thank you for making time for this conversation. You can also find past episodes and other community program at WDIY.org and on major podcast platforms, and this will also be one of them. I am Sally Hanlon, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Thursday for more conversations about the Lehigh Valley, and we'll see you next time on Business Beat.